This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
I'm a firm believer that if you want to really know what's going on, you got to talk to somebody that's sitting right in the middle of the action. Not hearsay, but from what their eyes and, more importantly, what their ears are able to grab. And there's nobody better than to gain that information from a strategic standpoint than the one and the only JP Finley. Dude, thank you so much for sparing time, man. Thank your people, your executive director, I mean, your head of makeup, and of course, your sponsors for allowing you to join us, because, brother, you know, I've walked the path you're walking, and I don't believe it until I hear from somebody that's standing right in the middle of it. So I'm going to ask you the tempo right now to give me the pulse of this team as they get set to go into a game against an opponent that hates their guts and is trying to get ready for playoff action, and we getting ready for the offseason.
Well, Doc, as always, very kind introduction there. Thank you, even if it was mostly BS. But I think, you know what sucks about this game, and I think it, if I had to guess, it honestly really bothers you, is that, like, a year ago there was real talk of what this game could mean. Now at this point, it only matters for kind of what happens next for the Eagles, where they'll be in the playoffs, and for Washington, where they'll be in the draft. And it's just such an indictment on the terrible season Washington has had, and then there's a lot of questions to be asked, and I'm not sure how many straight answers we're going to get. And it's fine. I mean, football coaches and you know, football managers reserve the right to BS the media as much as they want. That's fine. Mm-hmm. I just hope they're asking some real questions inside the building, and they're asking real questions of each other, and trying to figure out how to right this ship. Because if the only way this ship works is if the stud quarterback is a human cheat code and just gets them out of all the trouble they land themselves in, I don't know how dependable that model is.
Talent is one thing that my partner here opened the show with: who should play in a game. Healthy people and whether or not they should play. And he wasn't doing it for jokes. He was serious, and I get it. And I go, I want every young person we have that's on made this team that has been here all year to be put in the game so that I can see them playing against a roster, even if they play their backups. They're better than we are from a personnel standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, almost regardless of the opposition, you want to see young players just to see what the hell they can do. And they've been so reluctant all year. Even once it was obviously a lost season, they remained reluctant to give young guys a shot. And I don't think it made a lot of sense. I mean, I asked Dan Quinn about that in November, about, hey, when is the right balance to start just getting young guys out there? And he's like, yeah, we're working on figuring that out. Maybe you think they can't play and you don't need to see it in games, but I would argue you don't know until you see it in games, because when guys are allowed to go 100 miles an hour and actually hit, you know, they're going to look different than they do in practice. Talent is a problem, period. I think they don't have enough of it, and a lot of guys, I don't know if you, Nicky Giavala had a really smart column in The Athletic talking about guys that have kind of gone backwards. Mm-hmm. I think that's a bigger problem than maybe guys never taking a step in the first place. And then you wonder, are those guys not putting the work in? I kind of doubt that, honestly, just knowing a lot of these guys. Are they being put in positions to succeed and win? Maybe that's the question. Doc, honestly, this year leaves me flabbergasted. And going to Philly for this game, it is the ultimate September baseball when your team's 15 games under 500. Like,
great analogy.
Somebody will make plays, but they're far from relevant.
Yeah, and man, that was a great analogy. Because you can't go through the motions in any of them without jeopardizing health, putting yourself in harm's way. There's not a sport you casually can get into. You get your behind whooped or you'll get hurt. But this is the ultimate, other than NASCAR, to where everybody out there is subject to pain with no gain. And then, I guess in your world now, no one even mentioned the outcome they say doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, some are voting, hoping that we lose for higher draft picks. And they're not crazy. It's on the board. That's what you would think. But even if you had the number one pick, I would say, well, what are you going to do with him? Are you going to play him? You've got second round picks now. You don't play. They don't get in the game. There's something that I'm just uncomfortable about in the approach, and I don't hear enough about it. Are you feeling it but just not saying it, or do you not feel it?
Well, and it makes you wonder, I mean, throughout everything we've heard with Quinn and with Peters is that it's a coordinated approach, right? That those guys talk frequently, daily, about how they're building this, what they're going to do on Sundays, what they're going to do during the week, who's coming in for tryouts, who's hurt, who's healthy, et cetera.
They don't even play complimentary football. How can they be doing – how can you put all this in the same sentence?
Well, for me, I would even separate. Like, the complimentary football is also a byproduct of what happens on the field. And if you just stink and the other team doesn't let you get first downs and you can't stop them from first downs, you're not going to play complimentary football, period. But if Peters is all about drafting and developing and then Quinn won't play these guys, is that even like a complimentary front office situation? I don't think that's the case. I think they're in lockstep for how they've played the veterans, continuously played the veterans, incredibly slowly brought along young guys. And the other part that maybe we have to accept, maybe they're telling you what they think of the young guys, because they haven't been scared to play rookies and second-year guys. I mean, Jaden obviously played. Bill has played. Connerly has played every offensive snap for this team this year, I believe. Mm. Trey Amos might have been their best defender before he got hurt. Mikey's played a ton now in his second season. Maybe they don't think the other guys are any good, and that's why they're not on the field. But I think the counter to that, the chicken to that egg, is how do you know until you let them go?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, Jay.
It's good stuff.
Quick question. Like, as the new year is approaching, and Doc and I, we haven't gotten into it just yet. But if you were the Commanders and you had to have or write down like one New Year's resolution, a promise, a goal, something, you know, that you're going to make at the start of the new year, what would that be if you were the Commanders?
That's a great question, Ant. And I think Doc talks about the big four, right? And it's quarterback, left tackle, edge rush, and wide receiver, corner, or whatever you want to look at.
Mm-hmm.
And their lack of pass rush since Dorrance Armstrong went down, I mean, their season has just bottomed out since then. And that is an injury. But, you know, Dorrance wasn't probably he was doing quite well this season before the injury. But, like, he's not somebody that keeps opposing offensive coordinators up at night. I would be looking to absolutely maximize my pursuit of a game-changing pass rusher.
Yeah.
And if that's somebody you identify, say this draft pick lands at 6 and you think your guy is there and he's the guy to change your franchise and you get 5 years of patrol on that rookie deal, cool. If you think it's spend some money in free agency, like everybody's convinced you got to trade for Myles Garrett or something, but two guys that I can't help but think about were when the Texans, who run a badass defense with a tackling, hard-hitting culture. Like, the Texans play defense the way Dan Quinn talks about wanting to play defense.
Right, right. Amen. Great stuff.
Arriving violently.
Great stuff.
And they signed Danielle Hunter from the Vikings. Yeah. And they had to pay him, but it wasn't total top of market. But it was close. It was, you know, when they signed him, it was probably top 5, top 7 at that position. And they trusted their scouting, trusted their system, and Hunter's been great for them.
Yeah.
It helps that he's playing across from Will Anderson, but he's been great. And look at – I always look at this kid because I'm just amazed at how nobody talks about him. The dude, Van Ginkle, that was really good for the Dolphins, and then he becomes a free agent, and Flores is running that thing in Minnesota, immediately signs Van Ginkle. Like, you're not always going to get Myles Garrett, but, like, you could generate some pass rush. And maybe – to their credit, that's what they thought they had in Dorrance, and it wasn't really there the first year, but they were showing signs of it the second year. But, like, I'm personally done with, like, 32-year-old D.A. Like, you have got to address the pass rush, period.
And, JP, you put up the odds on, you know, the NFC East possibly, you know, landing Max Crosby if he does get moved. What do you think it will cost for the Commanders if we were to, you know, go out there and try to pursue them?
I don't think Washington will because they just don't have the juice to get it done.
Yeah.
The problem is I think Dallas or Philly could.
Yeah.
I don't even – who knows if Vegas is even going to move him? And there was talk of this last year before he signed the big new contract. But if he is – by all accounts, he's mad at Pete Carroll for putting him on IR to shut down the season. And so if there's, like, real unrest there, or, I mean, that Vegas thing seems like a true mess of a situation, so maybe that could change things. I don't think Washington's really in that running, considering how little draft capital they have, and that's going to cost a lot. But I like Crosby a lot, super high-motor guy, but, I mean, he's going to be 31, dealt with injuries. Like, the sack totals aren't crazy high compared to, like, what some of these other guys get done. Now, some of that is playing on a bad team and situational football and stuff. I like Crosby a lot. He's a hell of a player. I don't think he lands in Washington, though.
I thought you said 28 years old, Anthony.
Oh, no,
you didn't say that?
Okay. I didn't say that.
Okay, 31. Yeah, I'm and needs knee surgery.
I think he's 30 and turning 31, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, and in need of knee surgery. But, again, Frosty the Snowman is better than what we have.
Oh, no, he is 28 years old.
Okay, thank you.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
He's 28. Hey, he'll turn 29 JP, before week one.
JP, you work with a human computer every day. And B. Mitch. So, look, you're okay. You're entitled. You can make a mistake here and not be criticized. Appreciate you, man. Thanks so much. Holla at the boys for me.
All right. Happy New Year, fellas.
Happy New Year, JP. JP Finley, I mean, we ride him like Secretariat, but he's the best, and we appreciate that. Max Crosby, yeah, that's good, because I heard 28 of 31. Now, y'all may think that's not a lot. Three seasons, the way he plays?
Yeah.
Hell, that's damn near a career. I want those three. If I could get him, I'd want him here because he's legit. And he doesn't just rush the passer. He plays, he does everything. And that's exactly what we need. 5:13 in the nation's capital. That was awesome. Mike Jones is going to join us in the 6 o'clock hour. And now we open it back up to the best of the best. And that is our listeners at 301-230-0980. The beauty about what we represent is that people genuinely care. They're not just going through the motions. This team has an emotional effect on all of us that aren't afraid to show it and speak it. And I just want them to win. And I want them to be in a position. You don't win every game, but you definitely want to have there's a style and an approach that most of us have grown comfortable with. It's kind of like when you say you're from the Northeast, if you're from the South, are you from the West Coast? Are you from the islands? You have a style. There's a mannerism in which you're comfortable with. Dag nabbit, I'm just not comfortable with what I see. Why would I be? When I've seen it done another way with terrific success, only a numbskull would not recognize that. And I don't think we have any. Quick break. We'll be back. 301-230-0980. It is Burgundy and Gold today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.